This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So he is back from Colorado. He went to Colorado to take another faster class. I don't know how many this makes for him now. I know it's more than one, probably more than two. So joining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse and trainer. He trains a lot too. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving. It's great to have the band back together on a Monday for a change.
It is for a change.
We're finally all where we belong.
Today.
Well, and you were on WORD, was it Saturday, Sunday?
Black Friday. Yeah.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
So we've been all over the place.
What the media vagabond, you know, that's the kind of life you lead in the media thing. You know, you just here, there, everywhere. It's constantly moving, constantly going somewhere, doing something else. Well, although you probably had a better time than I did, though.
Yes, I had a great time. This was one of those training classes where at the end of it, the instructors were messing with me. You would never do this to a new student. You would never deliberately come up and shoot the corner of a target they're working on and go, "How'd you miss like that?" That's what the instructors were doing with me. Just, I think that was a message that I'm, you know, considered part of the team. I felt honored that they would mess with me.
How many faster classes have you taken?
This is my third. I took the first, the beginning faster class in Ohio, their advanced training in Ohio, and this is my beginner training in Colorado. So I got to write about the experience that they go through.
Now, how similar are they between the two? Or is it, do they have a different sort of curriculum based upon school district requirements? Or is there any difference between the FASTER program? Because the FASTER program in Colorado was imported by Laura Carno from the FASTER program in Ohio, right?
Absolutely. And that stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. These are how we take school staff, everything from superintendents to janitors, and make them armed first responders that can then apply medical trauma techniques to
right.
save lives until the cops and the EMTs rolled up in a school or a church. Are they different? Yes. Exactly the same thing, theme. The way they have to implement it is a little different. They have different training facilities. The police officer standards and testing requirements for the different police agencies are different. In both cases, they want the teachers trained to just a slightly higher standard.
Right.
The way they implement that is different, but the ideas are entirely the same.
Now, when you say trained to a slightly higher standard, is that by way of qualification? They want them to qualify a little bit higher?
Yes. For example, they may make you shoot a few more shots, and or they may make you, they would allow fewer misses on the target. So that way they can say these teachers are trained to a higher shooting standard than police.
Right.
You can understand why.
Yeah, well, does that, you know, I've never asked about this, but I mean, does this help from a liability standpoint for them to push it and say, well, they're trained high, to a higher degree than average police officers? Does that help them in an insurance setting?
I think in both the insurance setting and in the court of public opinion, where you go to a school board and they say, well, we couldn't let just anybody carry a gun in our school. How about someone who's more qualified than the police? Hmm. Would that be acceptable?
So it's all a PR thing.
Well, perception is reality when you're trying to save students. What was interesting is some of the school districts had simply grown, therefore they needed more staff. In some cases, these were brand new schools who were just opening for the first time.
Right.
And they had decided from the beginning that they would have armed staff in them. What's interesting, background, is that in California, about a quarter of the cost of a school is dedicated to seismic issues and fire.
Okay.
And yet how much do we donate to security? How much attention do we pay? Have we designed a school so that it could be defended against an attack? It would be hard for attackers to get in. It would be easy to push them out and save students. We're not quite there yet. We haven't even asked that question yet.
When you say these schools are designed in mind with seismic and fire, does this mean that they are designed to withstand seismic upheaval and fire?
Yes. That's standard for a school. If you look at a school, everything you're seeing has been dictated by the fire code, from the carpet on the floor to the ceiling tiles to the coverings on the wall. What will burn? How long would it take to fall down in a fire? Are there sprinkler systems in place? Yet, I've never heard of a school building designed to save our children. And maybe we should start asking those questions. This is a new issue, and these sorts of questions take time for our society to absorb.
I would have to get, you know, designing a school from the ground up with the idea that one of the things it would have to withstand would be to be safe. Like it,
right.
You know, it'd be, that would be an interesting proposition. The only problem with that is that, now, I don't know if you notice this around where I live, in the state I live in, they have already torn down just about every old school out there, unless mm-hmm. it is a private school, and they've rebuilt them with new schools. And the new schools look to me to be more like prisons. They're multi-leveled kind of things. They don't have near the windows they used to have. And I understand why you wouldn't want windows and stuff like that in today's age. But they did not, they did not build these with the idea of egress in mind.
Right.
Because it's one thing, I don't want lockdowns being locked in. And if you're going to be locked in, you better be in there so securely that they can't get in there unless they know the combination and they've got the right key and they know the right voodoo thing and they brought the right chicken bones and the right rocks.
Right.
To get this door open. If they can't do that, then that's a big issue. So that's a very intriguing thought, though, to design a school built to withstand a rampage killer.
Either to keep them out, to keep them contained, to isolate them, and then to help staff defeat them. Yeah. It would be a fun student project. Maybe we could come up with someone that would put up some prize money and get some design competitions started.
Need some architect gun guys.
Yeah.
That's what we need. That's what we need. So he is fresh back off of his trip to Colorado, where I do want to ask you some questions about that when we get back, as far as where you were and the class you were taking. But this will add to his, you'll be seeing some articles at Slow Facts WordPress blog and Ammoland.com, in addition to ClashData.com. And you'll probably hear it on the podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast, all in the AAR realm, After Action Reviews, as he goes along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and he has just come back from training with Faster in Colorado. Now, is Columbine, do they partake of the Faster program? Do you know?
Oh, that particular high school?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. One of the survivors of that attack came and spoke to the class.
Okay.
They get it. A responder at a high school shooting in Aurora was at the class.
Right.
So this isn't academic to them at all. This is in your face. They saw it. They felt it. In some cases, they were the victims. In some cases, they were the first responders. They get it.
Right.
And, you know, that brings... Okay, that's one of the things I noticed. If I had to compare Colorado and Ohio, the emphasis in Colorado, because of their history, was a little bit more on mindset. And let me describe why that's so critical. If I'm going to prepare for someone for self-defense, for example, I might want to teach them to present a firearm quickly. That might save, with practice, a half a second. How many seconds will we let go by because we refuse to think that those are gunshots coming down the hall? No, that can't. Isn't that a backfire? Somebody's knocking over desks. Is that construction? Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. None of those things sound that way repeatedly. It wasn't scheduled. Oh, my goodness. It has to be what I fear most in the world. And what's my automatic response? To lock the door? Or is this my free period? It turns out that about 60% of the trained staff don't have classroom duties at any one moment. They might be janitors, they might be bus drivers, they might be cafeteria workers, might be the school nurse or the superintendent. So given all that mix, there's a lot of people that can move toward the sound of gunfire. But where's the bigger payoff? For you to go, I don't recognize that sound, I'm going to go find out what it is. That saves you 30 seconds of wondering what was going on.
Right.
Versus training you up so you draw a half second faster. Wow. The payoff is in mindset.
Yeah. And the mindset has to be instilled a la training. Now, how many of these Faster program people, this was their second time going through? Because I know that they don't just take it one time, get certified, and that's it.
In Colorado, the program is too new.
Right.
Probably this summer of 2019, they will have follow-on classes where they will give them the advanced class. More medical training, a lot more scenario training. What they learn in this class, Bill, are really a set of building blocks that they then have to take to their school with their staff and refine it into a team, into procedures, into practices. Some of them have been around a gun their entire life. They're relieved that they no longer go to a gun-free zone. For others, no, that's part of what they're learning. So once they've refined all that, then they'll take typically an entire team from a school in for advanced training.
Right.
Makes good sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got 3 minutes here
Right.
I wanted to bring something up because the training was so good. It really is world class. Now, it doesn't mean that there isn't more sophisticated training. But for these teachers, we're not training ninjas. We're training teachers to be first responders. And these guys pulled in all the stops. I mean, think of it. You could never have taught this class 10 years ago. Our medical training, we stole that right from the Army, right?
Right.
Trauma care, taken right out of Iraq.
Yes, I was going to say, the medical care that I trained in, we were just really, really good because my IFAC was one dressing. we were issued one dressing. Our setup consisted of something called a load-bearing equipment, LBE, which was a pistol belt connected to a set of suspenders. We would carry 6 magazines and 4 hand grenades and whatever else we festooned on ourselves, but that was our basic loadout. And this meant that we had to, we had medics with us. And we would have somebody called the combat lifesaver, which is a step down from being a medic, which would be somebody that I took the class 4 different times. But it was a different setup back then. So what you guys are learning in the faster classes is something straight out of, you know, something that happened since 2010. I would hope.
Yeah. No, you're right. And then you combine that with the knowledge on how to teach shooting. Take somebody who's run thousands of people through a police academy.
Yeah, right.
He knows how to take new shooters. Now, but again, they're still beginners, and that means they barely have conscious competence. They have to think about what they're doing, and they're struggling, and you see them struggle. And one of the things I did at the end is tell them it gets better, that this is world-class training. The pieces do come together with practice. You've been introduced to a new dance, to new music, and later it'll come right out of your hands and fingers without you thinking about it.
Right.
But that's what practice does. Yeah, it was great for them.
Yeah, I love training. I always liked it when we were at tactical response and it was my group's time to get up and shoot. I was always up there first, and I like the training. I like the training part of it. Except for the times when I was having the asthma attack.
Asthma attack. That was not the. Yeah. Well. Now that we know.
Yeah. Well, I carry the rescue inhaler with me, and I finished my round each time I had one. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to 5 of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry.
A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, trainer, as often as he can train. How many classes have you taken this year now?
I think this is 4, if you include a med course.
Well, I would.
Yeah, this has been, yeah, looking back on it, wow, it's been a busy year.
It has been a busy year. So there was tactical response, there was the faster class. What was the other class you took?
There was the advanced faster class, advanced medical, and this beginner faster class in Colorado, and then tactical response with you.
I'm getting behind on the training curve.
And I keep teasing you that we want to get a little med in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, you and I read social media, and somebody said, I don't think teachers should be armed, because after all, they're not police. And I realized that concealed, you and I think of them as like concealed carriers on steroids,
sure.
But that isn't quite true, in the sense that as concealed carriers, you and I are ready, you know, we hear glass breaking in the garage. We don't have to be the hound dog that goes and, you know, chases them down. our door's locked, call the cops, get the family in the bedroom. I've got a gun on the door. I don't need to go find out how many of the guys are in the garage, what weapons they have. I'm going to let guys in blue solve all that.
Sure. Although, but you know.
Go.
The other day we were sitting here, and I'm almost certain this was squirrels. Okay. I live on a street where the yard that I live in is like a wildlife preserve. Nothing like it on the left, nothing like it on the right, front or back. But inside the boundaries of this property, I bet you I've got 1,000 squirrels. And literally. And something happened and hit the window on the in the kitchen. So it sounded like somebody knocked on it. So, you know, my first thought was, stupid squirrels. But then I thought, well, what if it isn't stupid squirrels? So then I grabbed one. I grabbed the full-size pistol that I took to Tactical Response because it had a flashlight on it. And I told my son where I was going, and I asked him to trail behind me a little bit. And I went around there and flashed the light and everything. And, you know, I wasn't going to call the cops over something like that because I think it was right. Some stupid squirrels. But if somebody's knocking on your window at night and everything else, you know, why would they be knocking on your window at night? So,
right.
So, I look at that and I say to myself, does this make me more ready? No. I think it makes me more confident about going out there and actually having to find something like that because I would rather catch them before they come in the house.
Right.
Without having to shoot them.
On the other hand, you go out there and there are three guys screwing around with a back shed and you go, nope, I don't need to solve this. I need 911.
Yeah. That would be probably what I would do. But, I mean, I would try to retreat and keep an eye on them as I go.
Right. Which is different than what a police officer has to do, and it's different than what these first responders in our school have to do. If they're not protecting a classroom, they're going to move toward gunfire.
Right.
And one of the things they talked about, and I'll share it with our audience, is what they call the hero's prayer. And you argue with me, because you're a wordsmith. Tell me whether you would... If you think this qualifies for the word hero. I mean, we don't use that word very often. But this is literally what we were taught. You know, you hope that evil never comes to your school. But if our children are threatened, then I pray that I'm there. Let it be me who puts a stop to it.
Yeah.
For if it's not me, then who? And if not now, then when?
I think being willing to be one of the first responders and being realistic to understanding that why that is important to have somebody like that in place qualifies for the hero moniker. And it also, I'm almost certain every one of these people, I mean, being a hero or having courage means you're doing something you really, really don't want to do. You're really terrified of it. You're scared of it as you're going in. And I would rather be terrified of it and scared going in because that, you know, that's going to jack you up and everything to a degree to where you're going to have a heightened state of awareness and hopefully you're not going to suffer from any sort of loss of motor skill or anything while you're in that state. But, you know, it's being a hero is being willing to confront evil, which, you know, like that kid in Alabama. At the McDonald's in Alabama, the one that was working at the McDonald's that went and hid and said, God, I hope we're all going to die and all this other stuff. And then when he saw that somebody actually stood up to him, he loved that guy. He was so relieved that somebody fought this guy. And that's the way most people would be. Would be, let me hide, let me run, let me go. And then, you know.
Well, okay, so what's the antidote to that fear? The thing that drives you forward isn't, oh, boy, I get to kill somebody. It's,
yeah.
I love these kids so much, it's not happening in my school.
Right, yes, well that...
It's love.
Yeah. It's... And I have argued for a long time that, you know, I think teachers take a very, you know, paternal, maternal view of the kids in their class. And, you've had kids in school, and you know, after, as sure. they go through the grades, there was always a third grade teacher they just loved absolutely, but now they're in the fifth grade, and they go see the third grade teacher every now and again and get a hug, and that kind of thing just carries over, and I believe a teacher would be a very fierce defender.
Can you imagine a bigger mama bear?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Except for a mama bear.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
No better substitute than that teacher, though.
What do they call it? Compact and tactical? Okay, fine.
So, yeah, I can see. And the other thing is just because of the timeliness. It's, you know, we know when we're concealed carrying out in the wild, out in day-to-day life, that if something happens, it's not going to be convenient. It's not going to be timely. It's not going to be when we're ready for it. It's going to happen. It's going to be fast, and it's going to be very disconcerting. And the only way to fight something like that is to have something in place ready to go at a literal moment's notice. Right. And that's what an armed teacher is. So.
And you and I go, you know, I really thought I was going to drink this cup of coffee or carry the groceries to the car, and now that's got to hit the ground because my priorities changed.
Yes, if I had a cup of coffee and I had to give up my cup of coffee because of a rampage killer.
You'd be really upset?
I'd be really upset. I'd be really upset. It'd probably be the perfect cup of coffee, too. Just exactly the right temperature, the right color, the right amount of spleen. Anyway, but I digress. Self-Defense Gun Stories is a podcast that is unlike any other out there in the United States that has the gun to do with the gun issue because it tackles actual self-defense incidents. Rob talks about and brings in an armed self-defense instructor, and they pull it apart at the seams, and they do a little, you know, going backwards into it to find out what went right, what went wrong, and what they can learn from it. Self-Defense Gun Stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Going to be doing a little T&E with those weapons here very shortly. I talked to Jay Jacobson the other day. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, who's just back off of the Faster class. What is the smallest handgun you would consider carrying for a self-defense handgun?
That depends. Some of these teachers, I carry a Glock 19.
Right.
And I haven't been in a situation where I couldn't make that work. Some of these teachers, like there's a PE coach, he goes, I got to do an ankle rig because, I'm bumping into people. I get physical with my kids. That's part of my job.
Really?
I'm like, wow. Okay.
Since when?
Just, you got to touch. Tumbling, wrestling, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, I mean,
he's not in a competition, but, you know, here, let me get down, move your hand here. You know, they're up and down that much.
Right.
And what was interesting about this class, of course, it was a crash course in what works. Oh, yeah, you can have a subcompact, but, wow, it's hard to do even a body shot at 25 yards.
Yeah.
You just made it a lot harder than the guy who's found a way to hide a Glock 17.
Well, I mean, I can hide them. I can hide them. But, like, I have been noticing that, I'm kind of thinking about getting Ace Firearms to build me a Glock 26. To build me a Glock 26 size pistol, because that is the best of both worlds. I don't think it is that much thicker than a Glock 43, for example.
Right.
And at the same time, I've still got double stack, but I've still got small. And, you know, Masada Yub has done, he's fired that next door to a Glock 34, and at the same distance, and he finds not a whole lot of difference in accuracy.
On the other hand, that's a man who's an expert shooter.
Yeah.
What was so interesting is a number of these students would have a subcompact and then go, I can't, it's too small.
Yeah.
So they're putting on extended magazines. Instead of six or seven rounds, they're pushing it up to 10 with a sleeve because they have to get their hand on it. Okay. Now you're into just a tall single stack with a with a commander-sized barrel. Okay, I get it.
Well, I mean, I would probably I'd probably put a plus two on a Glock 26 sized magazine.
Sure.
Too.
Yep.
Just because I think that extra little bit of real estate and having your whole hand on it. Now I've seen Hickok 45 shoot a Glock 26 without the plus two on it, and get Hickok 45 has got a hand. If he just sewed a little webbing in between his fingers, he could use his hand as a catcher's mitt.
Right. I think I've seen the tracks he leaves in the woods outside.
He's a big man. He's a guy who can shoot a Glock 20. I mean, just because he has big enough hands to tame that 10 millimeter round, and he's shooting heavy loads because he's punching holes in steel with it. So, but he fires that without the extra real estate on the magazine. So I still would do the plus two, but I'm just trying to think of what the small, because I'm thinking about carrying a second gun.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Sure does.
I'm wondering if I would be better off having a second gun than maybe, and one magazine for the primary gun, than I would, you know, just carrying a bunch of magazines with me. Thoughts?
It sounds infinitely reasonable.
Yeah.
Again, it is two concealment options that you have to make work.
Yeah, and, well.
I mean, you could put them both on your waist, I suppose, essentially right and left-handed. I'm thinking it's an ankle or a bag, something like that, for the second.
The second one, I'd probably put in the small of my back.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Well, the shorter one now, when I was younger, apparently I had scoliosis.
Okay.
And I had it before the term had ever been phrased. So, like, I have a natural sway to my back, which I could just about conceal, you know, like a sawed-off shotgun. So the Glock 26 should not be that much of a real issue to me. And the front of the gun is short enough to where if I did fall backwards, because, you know, when I was asking Jaeger about this, he was like, you'll break your tailbone. Well, only if you land on gun. Right? So I'm just thinking. I'm just trying to consider, because I know somebody's going to send me a holster here very shortly for the Glock 43, and I'm like, do I want a Glock 43 or not? But we'll see. Gotcha. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you know, Bill, I think, okay, that's another message. New students, big training class, they mastered all kinds of mishmashed equipment. Oh, but by the way, talk about camaraderie. Here, you need a longer, it'll be easier with this longer mag extension. Borrow one of mine. Are you really going to use that holster? Let me loan you one. You know, I think that you'll be happier if we give you a better set of ears.
Right.
Just climbing. They are being welcomed with open arms into the gun community. And you know the biggest problem you have at a range. If you stand there very long watching somebody, they'll sit there, turn around and go, would you like to try it?
Yeah. Yeah. Although there's one thing I'm thinking about starting to carry, just in case. And I know I would not have enough time to throw those into it. But have you ever thought about having ear pro with you, just to have it?
At least ear plugs, yeah.
Yeah. I bought a pack of those the other day.
Good.
They come with a little case that you can stick in your pocket and everything. But I'm not going to be taking the time to, you know, hang on a minute there, Mr. Mugger Dude. I've got to put on my ear pro because I'm about to, now's going to be the time for the shoe sting. Yeah, so.
Right.
Yeah, I won't have time for that, I guess, but I don't know.
And you and I, if we do engage, well, it's interesting. In a little while, we'll all be out holiday shopping.
Yep.
And criminals will be out robbing holiday shoppers.
Right.
So in that case, our encounter would be outside. A lot of time it's inside, and wow, it's loud.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's the fun part about when I was getting out of the Army, we were just beginning to field the flashbangs.
Oh, and, wow.
And we would we'd be doing something called mount training, mobile operations in urban terrain, which is essentially fighting in a city. And inevitably, the lieutenants would just think it was the most hilarious thing to throw a flashbang simulator, which was still pretty. It's about the compression. Wow. It forces all the air out in a really big wave of compression. So if we were in the building where they would drop it, but then I've looked at, you know, I've looked at these guys that have been in combat lately, and they would flashbang each other while one would be in the restroom.
Oh, jeez.
Those crazy
kids. That's a tough
crowd,
Bill.
Yeah, they are. So that's the flashbangs. That kind of, and that's sort of like what it's like to be in a room when a gun goes off, because the air compression, the rapid air expansion, and everything, it just. But you won't hear the second shot going off, I guarantee you, because you'll be deaf already. We're about to.
The loudest one I ever heard was a training class where we were firing from inside the front cab of a truck.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You double clutch for that. It was scary loud, and you realized you're going to lose your hearing if you ever have to do it for real life.
Yep. So, we're about to run out of time here. Rob will be out there. He'll probably go take some other class in between now and next week, and we'll hear about that next week. In the meantime, find his work at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and as a featured writer at Ammoland.com, and then, of course, the audio that you can get, the ensemble cast at the Polite Society podcast, and self-defense gun stories. All of that is a la Rob Morse. You can catch him that way. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Bill, it's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.